In 2019, a crack comedian was sent to Westwood One UK to make podcasts. Trevor promptly escaped from the maximum security stockade to a West London studio. Today, still wanted by Tony Robinson, he survives as a soldier of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find him, maybe you can hire Trevor Feelgood. Welcome to the all-new Trevor Feelgood podcast.
All right, welcome to the Trevor Feelgood podcast for UK Radio Network UK. And this week, I'm not in a studio, I'm in a green room at a gig. It's 7 o'clock, so most of the comedians haven't turned up yet. Well, none of them, apart from me, I'm the one that's turned up. Comedians don't normally turn up on time. They do, like 5 minutes before, and they stroll on and do their comedy thing. But I have a little bit of prep because I have my stage gear to put on, which is a leather jacket and a hat. It takes a long time to get it together and put it on and stuff. So I'm in this little room waiting for other funny people to turn up. If they come up in time, I might interview them for the show. What's in this drawer? Oh God, what's that? You don't want to know what that was. They've got some tea and coffee making facilities. There's the Pringles. You know, once you pop, you just can't stop. And then sometimes you have too many of them, and then you do pop, don't you? There's some tea over there. Not the Johnny Vegas one. The Tetley Tea. Tetley Tea folk. I bet they all do gangbangs, didn't they, the Tetley Tea folk? Yeah, probably did. I've seen the lady one. She's filth. And they've got some water there. Why would you put water in a comedian's dressing room for? It's very stupid indeed. So I'm in Kent, in Dover, waiting for a gig to start. And there's a lot of people on tonight. They're trying out new material and stuff. You know, just talking bollocks until some gold comes out. Some of them go up there and they just do their old stuff. And they pretend it's new. It's not new. It's not, I heard you say that last week. So, what else have I been up to? I've got a skip. Got a skip in the back garden. I've been putting an old shed in there. And an old a wall unit. I don't need anymore. And I feel like a real man because I've got me check shirt on. I'm like, yes, look at me. Being a man, yeah. I cut some wood up today, and I thought, yes, go on, Trev, you've got a proper job, yay, you're one of them. One of the carpentry folk. Yeah, I had the hat on as well, and I had builder's tea, massive lot of tea, big lot. Also had a 2-hour lunch break because that's what builders do. Anything else in this drawer? It's a Bible. Bible. What? You've got a Bible in there? Is there like a little room in here? For comedians come in and they just sit down and look at their notes and go, it's not funny what I do. I don't say that, but they say that. And what's in this drawer? I haven't seen one of them in years. I'm going to go on soon and doing the comedy to the people. Not at them, just directly near them, if I want to. Sometimes you get a bad crowd. This seat's horrible. Over there, they've got a light-up Buddha. They must be like religious in here. There's an Asda bag in the corner. I don't know what's in it. Shall I have a look in the Asda bag? Oh, No, it's paperwork. Oh. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. Probably burn it, aren't I? Oh, wait a minute. Am I accessory to a crime or anything? Might be. This might be used as evidence. I didn't see anything. I swear, it wasn't anything to do with me. Honest. So, in a minute, I'm going to go onto the stage, perform my amazing comedy set, and then I'll come back with analysis of what went on. And you'll be like, oh, how that happened, did it? Yeah, that happened. Oh, did it go well? We have to wait and see, won't we? Be back in a minute. Half of them were asleep. The remote heckled at the back. He said, "Has the comedy started yet?" I said, "It has now. It has." He said, "Do a joke then. Do a joke we know." I said, "If I do a joke you know, then you won't laugh at it because you know what it is." He said, "Oh, don't be like that. Come on. Do one of the old ones. Do one of the racist ones." I said, "I don't want to do one of the racist ones. I don't like them. I'm not Jim Davison." "Oh, well, like old Jim. Oh, yeah, he used to be good in the 1980s, didn't he, in the 70s? He did. "I think you've come to the wrong show, mate." "Oh, have I? Oh, dear." I tried to do my card trick to a lady. I said, "What's your phone number?" She said, "Piss off." It's not very nice, is it? She wasn't very cooperative with the act. I did a couple of new jokes, and they went well-ish. So I didn't understand it. They're like, "We haven't been to Denmark." I said, "You don't have to go to Denmark to understand it. You just have to be aware of what Denmark is." They said, "We're not aware of what Denmark is." I said, "Oh, okay. So, I might have a Pringle." Yeah. They've got smaller, haven't they? They're like wagon wheels. They used to have big tubes, didn't they? And now they're not as big. I might even think of the little ones. Yeah. What else have we got in here? A Budweiser. It's like, "Oh, we don't want to spend much on drink. What is the cheapest drink we can get that no one likes? Oh, let's get Budweiser." Do we live in America? You might know. Hello if you live in America and you love Budweiser. Is that racist? I don't know. Might be. So, yeah, it went alright. It's just fine. talked to the promoter. He said, "Trev, would you stop doing that when you go on stage?" I said, "What did I do when I go on stage?" You were putting your hands down your trousers. I wasn't my hand in my trousers, I had my hands in my pocket.
I thought you were having like a tug on stage.
I wasn't having a tug on stage, no. Why would I do it on stage for? Nothing in the room aroused me at all.
Are you saying that my punters aren't sexy?
I said, they are sexy. They're very sexy indeed. The lady in the front row with massive bangers. I know some of my Trevor fans in, they always come to some gigs. I'm like, do the ski lift bit. I'm like, I'm not going to do the ski lift bit. It's like, do the ski lift bit. You're right, you won't like it. Oh, I said, all right then, if you want the ski lift bit. And I did the ski lift bit and I loved it. Oh, that is amazing. That is your, like, your Michael McIntyre's manjaw bit, is it? Or out. It is a bit like out, yeah. Yeah. Some of the other comedians turned up, but they didn't talk to me. They want to go and watch the show. They said it was very rude that I'm going to sit in here. I thought, yeah, but I don't know. I'm finished now. I don't want to watch another comedian do his set. It's like watching someone have sex with your wife after you divorced her. It's like, I don't want to see that again. What's he doing? That's not what I used to do. Oh, how's he getting that noise out of them? So yes, so next week I should be back in the studio with Sebastian doing the old show again and having a little along with Sebastian. We do speak when we're not doing the show. He came around my house the other day and used the toilet for a very long time and I was just worrying. And he came out and I said, "You alright, mate?" He said, yeah, I'm alright. I was like, "What are you doing?" So I was going to the toilet. Very long. Very long indeed. So, yes. I don't know how to end it. The criminal records are still in there. Let's have a look at one of the letters. Oh, it's a receipt for Asda. So then, crisps, pizza, soda drink. Burgers, hot dogs, beef, mince, dessert, another soy drink, wine, donuts, salt, bread, apples, squash, juice, cheese, baked beans, barbecue sauce, cooking oil, mouthwash, newspaper. This is like the generation game, isn't it? And two pot noodles. Tomato paste, oven pride, terrorists, oh sorry, it's toiletries, cleaning, that's not just cleaning the dents, we've got toilet duck, scotch egg, cucumber, and spring onion, lettuce, and deep seas. I don't know what deep seas means. Deep seas? And shades. Oh, they're not... Shades? They're not... So, yes. Right, so this has been the Trevor Fugle Podcast for Westwood One UK. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please buy my t-shirts from trevortees.com. Thank you very much for listening. And Jamaica! Bye.